Joining us now is former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton, the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we just heard Mary Louise Kelly report that there's substantial opposition to intelligence reform in both the CIA and the Pentagon. Do you think that's what's behind Congress's failure to pass this bill?
Well, I think you've got a very difficult substantive issue here, how you distribute funds or control how you distribute power between the military and the national intelligence. They're two distinct kinds of intelligence. The 9/11 Commission and the bill that's pending in the Congress recognizes, of course, that military intelligence should be controlled by the military, by the Defense Department, but that national intelligence, political intelligence, strategic intelligence should not be controlled by the military, but by the civilian authorities, and that's why this National Intelligence Director is set up. Look, this system didn't work prior to 9/11. It didn't work, and we paid a very heavy price for it. And we think it needs to be changed, and that a defeat of the bill is a support of the status quo, and the status quo did not serve this country well.
Well, you were once a member of Congress. What will it take to turn reticent congressmen around, in your opinion?
Well, majorities usually prevail in the Congress, not always, but usually. And we have clear majorities here. The president favors the bill. The vice president favors the bill. The speaker of the House favors the bill. A almost unanimous Senate approved the bill, not quite unanimous. I think it's very clear that majority in the House favors the bill. So I hope that this majority expression will prevail.
And yet it didn't, actually, this past weekend. House Republicans led some of the opposition. Does it need a good push from the president?
Well, it needs a good push from a lot of sources. The president, the 9/11 Commission, the families, the conferees, the leaders of the conference, all of us need to get a sense of urgency here. As we come down to the final minutes of the fourth quarter, to use a sports analogy, to get this bill through in the 108th Congress.
What do you think would be the political effects if Congress does, in fact, not pass this bill, at least during this Congress?
Well, I think it's a serious matter if they do not, because I think the reform is urgently needed. And the risk to the American people rises with the failure to restructure the intelligence committee, intelligence community, in such a way to maximize our opportunities for detecting attacks against us. We really believe, those of us who support the bill, that the American people will be safer and more secure if we reform our intelligence community. The intelligence community showed very deep flaws prior to 9/11. They have not been corrected. Some steps have been taken that I think are helpful, but they've not been institutionalized. They've not been made permanent, and the risk, I think, continues.
Just a quick last question, and that is, there is a concern about the military having been confused about the chain of command, and too much intelligence being placed in the hands of one person. Just in a couple of seconds, do you think that the other side has a case?
No one wants to confuse the chain of command. I don't see a single provision in the bill that does that. That's very important to keep intelligence flowing to the warfighter, and we don't want to interrupt that in any way. One person will be in charge of intelligence, national intelligence, not military intelligence, but he will have much more information available to him.
Lee Hamilton, thanks very much. Lee Hamilton is vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission.